Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 240 of Is This Thing Working? How you doing, Denise?
I'm awesome. I'm glad to be here, everybody. Welcome to Is This Thing Working?
Right. Welcome, welcome. Here it is, Monday.
And we're back on track.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yay.
Back on track, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And the first thing we do want to talk about is what's going on and what's happening with Trump's cabinet confirmation schedule for this week.
Yeah. We're in day number eight of 47.
Of the golden age.
Yep. Of the golden age. Day number eight of the golden age for Trump 47.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, and to see the American people and how excited they are.
Yeah.
And how on point. And the American people are done.
Yeah.
They're done with
The bullshit government. Promises made, promises kept.
That's right.
And that's what we're wanting to see. And we're seeing it, man. We are seeing it.
I know. Every single day we wake up to breaking news. Breaking news, but it's the good breaking news this time.
Seen a clip the other day of Stephen A. Smith talking about that, why the Democrats lost. And he said it was because the man on the campaign trail, President Trump, said what he was going to do. He made that promise. And he's keeping that promise, and that's why he's elected, and that's why Democrats are sitting at home. Well, that's one of the reasons. The other reason is you're a bunch of commies.
Well, and he said they...
And Marxist-leaning.
They pushed only 1% of, you know, the population of America.
Yeah.
And made them more important than you.
Yeah.
Than anybody else, which was a huge mistake. But on Wednesday, January 29th, RFK Jr. has his Senate Finance Committee. This one is going to be tough. We need a push. We need everybody to push RFK Jr. out because we need him.
Yes.
And they are trying very hard. They even have a fake petition going around.
Yeah. Think of the implications of that, man. If that happens and they don't confirm him, good Lord, man, because a lot of people that like RFK came in and voted for President Trump this year.
That's exactly
right. It better happen, man. Yeah, it better happen.
So we need everybody to push him out. And
The
big pharma is against him.
Yeah.
Mike Pence has this group that's against him.
Yeah,
because
we talked about that the other day. Sure did.
You know, so we need to push him. Howard Lutnick for Commerce, Senate Commerce Committee. He will be on Wednesday as well. So everybody be looking for that.
Yep. And also, again, RFK Jr. will be on there for January 30th. And also, here we go, man, for Senate Judiciary, for the FBI Director, Cash Patel.
Finally, yay.
And Tulsi's there, too.
They took their time, and they're still taking their time. Look, I mean, RFK Jr. is going to be on two committees, one on the 29th and one on the 30th. They're going to push him through every committee before they do anything, you know. But just stay tuned for updates. We'll be giving you updates. Then I wanted to mention this before we go any further here. President Donald Trump, since he started his term as president of the United States, has an approval rating of 56%.
That's awesome. That's why I mentioned day eight earlier, man, because we're only on day eight.
We're only on day eight, and look at where he's at already at 56%.
Yeah.
People are on board. And, we're not big on polls. We give you the polls, and you take them how you want them, really.
Right.
But honestly, I believe it's more. The approval rating is higher than 56%.
Yeah.
What are we always talking about? They like to keep it right there in the mid-range.
So it's always debatable.
So it's always a debate.
Yep.
But, you know, so we know it's probably 65.
Yeah, easily.
Or more.
Yeah, easily 65.
Easily the opposite of 56.
I wonder where the demographics were in that poll. That would probably tell you a lot too about the numbers. You know, where did they bring this poll out? You know,
who did they poll?
Let's see.
Let's look here.
And this guy's for y'all that podcast listeners. This is coming from pollingplus.com. Okay, so it was a poll that was posted on there, but it doesn't really say. So.
Let's look.
Maybe up here at the top.
800 registered voters.
Yeah, but it doesn't show where they came out of. And the poll has a 3.46 margin of error.
So there you go. Yeah. Right there. We just told you. I mean, only 800. Another poll that I looked at, it actually had it on there, the amount. It was like 1,300 had been polled, and it was the same.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I used this article.
Oh, okay, cool.
And but it was the same. But the 3.46% margin of error. It was really funny because I watched a clip about the CNN people when they did, because they have a pollster guy on there every day, and every day it goes up a point. And right. He's amazed that the American people are all in on mass deportations. He can't. Yeah. They can't stand it.
They can't stand that we're all about being a patriot, and this is our country, man. You people came over here, you know. And let's listen to something else that's going on. This ought to infuriate you too, because the city of Chicago is still refusing to comply with President Trump's EO. And with ICE, and they're not allowing ICE to pick up criminal illegals, man, from their jail cells.
Yeah, listen to Ben Burquam and Steve Bannon on War Room this morning.
Okay, well, we heard about the mayor said it's a sanctuary city. You're not going to get anybody. We've heard Pritzker's running for president in 2028. Now that Newsom has imploded in the firestorm that hit the Palisades, he said they're not going to comply either. So what happened yesterday and last night and today? Are they complying? Are we actually getting the prisoners out of the local, the city and state prisons, city jails, and putting them on a tarmac and then putting them on a plane, sir?
Well, we are, but we're having to go into the communities. We're not getting them out of the jails. They're not letting them into out of the jails. So the jails and the prisons, the city, the county jail here, they're not letting ICE. They're not cooperating with ICE detainers. So what that means is ICE then has to go find these guys in the community. And it endangers everything that the left, the media is talking about, everything the Democrats are talking about, all the fear mongering these guys are talking about is created by them.
Okay, hang on, but there's two different things.
Hang on
my point is Homan's going into the community to get bad guys and to actually take them to the tarmac, put them on a plane, and they're heading south. You're telling this audience that in the city jails and in the state prisons in Illinois, which they already have bad guys who are foreign nationals, that the mayor and the police commissioner and the corrections commissioner and Pritzker, the governor, they're not letting ICE go in and round up they already have a collection of bad guys you could take out right away. They're not allowing ICE agents to go in and get those folks?
That is correct. They are not letting them in the jails. They're releasing them to the public so that they can go commit more crimes and make ICE go try to find them in the community. That is correct.
And I want to say something that was really cool. Is the fact that they brought up the fact that they're going after these people because they're illegal. And another thing that what they're showing you right here is just how corrupt that our institutions and our governments are, man. How corrupt that they are. The one thing I'm glad to see in all of this is that during this and the reasons for whatever, you know, reasons that the city of Chicago or the city of LA have, you know, they want to be sanctuary cities and they're not going to cooperate with ICE. The one thing I'm glad to hear so far was that racism and that kind of thing is not on the forefront, that they're not sitting back going, well, y'all are doing this because you're a bunch of damn racists. You know, that term is way overused. And it's not even effective in this. And I'm glad to see that it's not been brought up, man, because I'm glad to see people are shooting that shit down real quick. You know, one of the things that we do, we realize just how untrue and how ineffective that is in this situation. This situation, man, is not about anything like that. It's not about that. It is about following law and order. It is about patriotism. It is about, you know, legally it is. It's about law and order, and it's about maintaining law and order. And Tom Holman is committed to doing that, and ICE is committed to doing that now. And so are a lot of the other states' law enforcement agencies. Texas is doing it now. You know, we've got our DPS working side by side with them now in this. And we're seeing evidence of this even out on the highway when we're out here riding around the roads.
They have people pulled over
DPS is everywhere. Texas DPS is everywhere, man. And so it's, you know, this thing is about, legally, it's about following our laws. You're not a citizen here. You're not looking to even try to become a citizen here. So you're here illegally. You need to go back and be deported where you need to go. Not only that, it's about patriotism. It's about our culture. And it's about our safety. You know, when they confirmed Tom Homan as ICE director, when they confirmed Kristi Noem as DHS, and when they confirmed Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense, not one of them said a word about it being anything other than our national pride, our safety, and our security, and following the law. And that's where I stand with it too, man. You know, and our show's going to be a lot about that today.
Yes, it is. I mean, that we're going to talk a lot about what's going on down at the border and the southern border, and what's going on in these liberal cities. And what my take is on what Ben just said on this clip here is they're leaving the criminals in the prisons so that they cannot be taken by ICE.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have, in these sanctuary cities, they have these laws where you can't go into the prisons, you can't go into the schools, you know. They just try to do everything they can to stop. But if they would let them take the criminals out, then that would solve a lot of problems.
Sure.
Because all they're going to do is release them back out on the street, and like Ben said, everyone is, you know, has to go and round them up. And before we start the show and go any further, we would like to state that these are our opinions and our assertions. And if you agree with us, tell your friends and share the show.
And if you don't agree with us, share our show anyways. Tell your friends about it, man. Because the one thing that we want all of you to be, whether you agree with me or not, is I want you to be informed. And we want you to become engaged. Hey, if you don't agree with me, engage with me. Talk to me about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk common sense. You know, let's debate it.
So stomp that like button. And please download and follow Is This Thing Working on every streaming and podcast platform that you can find. We're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. We also do a live stream on X every Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right.
So y'all tune in. Have a good time with us. We just kick back and chat, and you see, we make a mistake or two, but, you know, we fix it, and we have good information.
I don't know if we fix it, but, yeah.
You know, we do have the edit button, and we even leave a lot of stuff in there.
Believe it or not. We stumble through it, yeah.
We leave a lot of stuff in there, and then, hilarious. You know, there's a couple of things we might take out, a cough or two, or an
Yeah.
Which we're very good at doing.
Or if I say yep too many times. That could be a good drinking game for you one night. Y'all listen to us, and every time I say yep, take a drink, man, because, when I go
every
back.
Every time I say you know.
And I hear other people, you know, I hear other people say, I don't even listen to my stuff after I've done my show. I don't even listen to it. I don't care to.
How do you get better if you don't listen?
I agree, I guess.
How do you learn? I mean, that's how I learn.
Yeah.
Really, is to listen to myself. I don't like it. Believe it. I'm like everybody else. It's like, oh, I'm so critical
of
everything I have to say.
There again, like we say, hey, if you like our show, share our show. Tell your friends. If you don't, go ahead and share our show. Tell your
friends. Comment below let us know.
Turn Is This Thing Working into a drinking game. That'll be even just as good, too. You know what I mean? Yeah, because...
Yeah, and before we go any further, let's take a moment for a sponsor. We have a new sponsor.
Tax season doesn't have to be stressful or expensive, especially when you use Free Tax USA. With Free Tax USA, you can file your federal taxes for free, no matter how simple or complex your return is. That's right, free filing for everyone with no hidden fees or surprises. You need to file your state taxes, no problem. It's just $14.99 if you need support. Free Tax USA offers step-by-step guidance and live customer service to ensure everything is accurate and easy. If you've ever tried to call the IRS, you'll understand you're going to be on the phone for a long time waiting on them to come on the phone with you. So, hey, if you can call these people and get better customer service, why not? So whether you're filing as an individual, self-employed, or managing investments, Free Tax USA has you covered with powerful tools and secure filing backed by the same encryption used by major banks. Head over to freetaxusa.com and start your return today, because keeping more of your hard-earned money just makes sense.
Please click that link below. Welcome to the Texas Brief, everybody. And we've been talking about the border and everything that's been going on at the border. Well, the Texas, you know, the state of Texas has had plenty, and I am talking plenty, of information about what's going on at the border. And one of the things that we have talked about, James and I, over, 240 episodes, we've talked about it at least 20 times, the Colony Ridge compound.
Yeah, compound.
You know, that's going on over here. And it's in East Texas. It's probably 100 miles from us, if that.
Yeah, if that. Yeah, we've talked about how we've, you know, we haven't, like, indirectly, you know, or directly, I mean, been down there in the middle of it and seen it for ourselves. But our highways, our stores, our places of employment, these things, we're starting to see that bleed over into our county, too, man.
Yes, and you can remember, I think, in 22, where Cleveland had a something on their ballot.
A tax bond.
A tax bond. That's yes. What it was. On their ballot. And they shot that down so fast, because that's what that was for school, for Colony Ridge people to go to school, the kids, the children.
Right.
To go to school there for them to upgrade.
See, and that's the whole thing about that was they colonized themselves over there and then wanted to sit there and run off of Cleveland's resources, man.
Yes. And Cleveland is small. It's not huge city.
Yeah, it's not Cleveland, Ohio.
No. Yeah. It's a small East Texas town. But Marissa, who I follow on X.
Marissa Hansen.
Yeah, Marissa Hansen. And we've gotten a lot of information, and we do want to hat tip her and Sarah Fields and Texas Scorecard. They have been on top of the information that we bring to you about Colony Ridge. But Marissa, on the 21st, the day after President Trump gets elected, she says, now that the adults are back in charge, she tags at Real Tom Homan, this is Colony Ridge. It's the size of Manhattan and has become a haven for illegals and trafficking. So this is what we want in Texas. We want you to pay attention to Colony Ridge. And we want our governor.
Speak loud about it.
And we want our Governor Abbott to pay attention to Colony Ridge.
See, and there's been I've seen Abbott do some good things, and I've seen him fight back against our federal government on these things, especially concerning the border, and I've had a lot of respect for that. But the thing that I had a big problem with last year or the year before was him busing the illegals all over the country. And I understand now why he did that, but still, it's a big issue to me. And the fact that, Colony Ridge was just continuing to grow, and he was well aware of it and continued to allow it to happen.
Yeah, because she goes on right here and she says, example one, Abbott has allowed Colony Ridge to thrive in Texas and has looked the other way for years since reporters have exposed the settlement homing 50,000 plus illegals alongside several large drug busts. And then she goes on to say down here something that you just brought up. As opposed to busing migrants straight to ICE detention facilities, Abbott bused them further into our country to sanctuary cities under the guise of teaching liberals a lesson. Remember when we first started this conversation and this debate about the buses?
Yeah.
You know, and how you were on the side of, hey, this is not good. We should not be doing this.
That's exactly correct. And think about this, what Tom Homan say about this. Tom said, And President Trump also said, if you are caught harboring or aiding or abetting illegal immigrants, then you're in just as much trouble. And in my eyes, and even still, what Abbott did, although it turned out, I guess the ends in that justified the means,
Yes.
Because in the end, it did change the political landscape, and it did take the problem that we were having right here in Texas, and it showed everybody else, hey, this is real world, man.
It brought
man.
It to their front door.
Exactly.
It really did.
But
all
legally,
these sanctuary cities and everything right. like that. But there are a lot of people that think that this is his objective, was more about changing our country's political landscape for the upcoming 2030 New World Economic Forum.
Uh-huh.
You know,
see,
deal that's
yeah. So I've been so back and forth with Abbott now for years, and you know what I mean. There's been some good things that he's done, but I wish he would get away from this strategy right here.
And this very reason is why we doubt him. You know, I mean, because like you say, I mean, you know, it did change the political landscape, and she's right. It did change it. It changed the whole political landscape because it showed people, hey, this is what a border state. Goes through
exactly.
every single day.
This became the number one issue, man. Mm-hmm. You know, this really did. It became the number one issue. You know,
really
other
did.
People couldn't look the other way anymore.
Yeah, and it was very fascinating how Dan Crenshaw, who is the head of the cartel task force living right next to Liberty County, has not once uttered a word about Colony Ridge on the news. Not Chip Roy, not any of Tony Gonzalez.
Nope.
She can mention Dan Crenshaw all she wants. You know, I got this from Marissa Hansen as well. But there are a lot of Texas Republicans that don't mention Colony Ridge because they're making money off of it. This is about money, folks.
Yep.
And a lot of this
is
going to be about, you know, we can't stop the money. There's just no way we're going to stop the money. You know, but.
Yeah. Was this
Tom Homan was on?
This was yesterday morning,
on the 1st. Is that what that is this week
on ABC News?
On ABC News, that's what it was.
Yeah,
listen to what he had to say about illegals being in America.
After everybody who is there illegally,
if you're in the country illegally, you're on the table. Because it's not okay to, you know, violate laws of this country. You got to remember, every time you enter this country illegally, you violated a crime under Title 8, United States Code 1325. It's a crime. So if you're in the country illegally, you got a problem. And that's why I'm hoping those who are in the country illegally who have not been ordered removed by the federal judge should leave.
While you are emphasizing that you go after national security threats, you have said no one's off the table. If you're in the country illegally, you better be looking over your shoulder. You should be afraid and start packing now. Is that what you're doing to get hotel workers out or people in working on farms, that they'll be so scared they just leave?
Look, I think if you're in the country illegally, it's not okay. It's not okay to violate laws of this country. We have millions of people standing in line, taking the test, doing their background investigation, paying the fees, that want to come in the right way.
So you see what he said? It's not about you coming here legally. It's not about you being in line and filling out the correct forms and making an effort. That's what he's talking about. What's illegal is what he's going out there to enforce, man.
And millions and millions. What'd they say? 11.5 million people is their goal to get out.
And do you know 11.5 million people crossed our border just in 2024? 11.5 million illegals crossed our border. And just in that year alone.
In that year alone, I believe the majority of them came over through the CB1 app.
Right.
You know, so, and that was illegal. Just because you see TikTokers or people, you know, coming on saying, hey, you know, we came over here legally through the CB1 app. That was illegal.
Yeah.
It was illegal for this administration to do that. It was illegal. And I'm sorry that you got all mixed up in the middle, but honestly, this is not your country. You need to go back to your country and make it great again.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the biggest problem that I have with those that are coming over here illegally, is because they're not coming over here to make my country better. They're coming over here to try to change my culture to where I got to live the way they want me to live. And that's bullshit. This is my country. You know what I mean? And it's not about racism. It's more about you coming over here and anyway.
And you know, it's not about the food you make either. Because, you know, this little thing that they have, you know, I love Mexicans and I love Mexican food. If you're over here legally, I'm honestly, goodness, yeah. I'm not going to say anything. I love Mexican food. We all
Mexican
love
people
Mexican
are
food.
Good people, man.
And you're wonderful people. I you know, we have family, you know, that are Mexican. I love Mexicans. But if you are over here illegally and you're trying to feed us in these markets and these restaurants, and you get to come in and you get to, you know, make your own business and, you know, shop. I mean, just set up wherever you feel like setting up without all the regulations and all everything Americans have to go through to get where
you're talking
you
about
are.
You're talking about illegal
yes
crossers.
Illegal
right.
crossers have
you.
Come over here and yes. made businesses
yeah.
with our dollars
I
with
agree.
Our taxpayer money.
I agree.
No, I don't feel sorry for
I
you.
Agree. I agree.
I mean,
this goes
I don't
back.
Feel sorry for these people that are showing videos of look at our market, our Mexican market is empty. Well that's because they were illegal.
Right.
That's why they're empty. If they were here legally, they would still be out there.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So it's not a racial thing. It's about upholding the law that is in place. And that's what we're trying to get at in that whole thing. And, you know, if you continue to listen to the media, they're going to try to spin it that way, that it is racist. If you listen to the mainstream media and MSNBC and
Hollywood
and CNN and those people, man, you know, they're going to try to spin it that way, and they're going to try to go, oh, poor, poor, pitiful me. And even the NGOs are starting to get in on the act, and one of them is one that President Trump's fixing to come down on hard, him and Tom Holman, and that is Catholic Charities.
And like you said earlier, Ken Paxton, our attorney general, has been on top of Catholic Charities.
Annunciation House. And that's the thing that Tom said. Hey, you know, and when he's speaking on the terms of legality, hey, man, if you're here illegal, then you're breaking the law. But then again, if you're here and you've set up a business like these law firms have in Dallas and Houston and other places that are set up specifically to help these immigration people, these immigrants...
Illegal immigrants stay in the country.
Illegal immigrants stay in the country as long as they can. If you're aiding and abetting those people, then you are breaking the law as well, and you're going to have to face your consequences too. And that's what he's telling Catholic Charities. And so she cries victim and woe is me in this shit. Here, listen to this.
What's her name? Listen to
Barb Graham.
Barb Graham from Catholic Charities.
Services program. This is a video about knowing your rights if Immigration and Customs Enforcement approaches you. All people living in the United States, including people who are undocumented, have certain rights under the United States Constitution.
No, they don't.
If immigration officers, what we sometimes call Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, come to your workplace, they must have a valid search warrant or the consent of your employer to enter non-public areas. If you are undocumented and immigration officers come to your workplace, be aware of the following. First, do not panic and do not run away. If you are frightened and feel like you need to leave, you can calmly walk toward the exit. If you are stopped, you may ask if you are free to leave. If the officer says no, do not try to exit the building. If you are questioned, you may tell them you want to remain silent. Two,
you have
the right to remain silent. You do not need to speak to the immigration authorities or answer any questions. If you are asked where you were born or how you entered the United States, you may simply refuse to answer or remain silent. If you choose to remain silent, say so out loud. If they ask you to stand in a group according to your immigration status, you do not have to move, or you can move to an area that is not designated for any particular group. You may show a Know Your Rights card to an officer that explains that you will remain silent and you wish to speak to a lawyer. You may refuse to show identity documents and say what country you are from. Do not, though, show any false documents and do not lie. Third, you have the right to speak to a lawyer. If you are detained or taken into custody, you have the right to immediately contact a lawyer. Even if you do not have a lawyer, you may tell immigration officers that you want to speak to one. If you have a lawyer...
Oh, okay, so this sounds like they have even way more rights than I do.
I know.
So how is that constitutional? How do they...
Because they're here in the United States.
How do they get Fourth Amendment rights, and how do they get First Amendment rights?
Even though they're not illegal, I'm not understanding.
Even though they're criminal?
Even though they're not legal?
Yeah.
I don't understand it either.
Right.
That's how they turn things around.
And that's the bad thing about the NGOs, and this is the reason that Trump's going after them, is because our tax dollars fund that.
Yes.
Then let's just...
We're funding right now this video of them trying to not go back to their home countries.
Trying to tell them
what steps to take.
And here's the thing, man. Here's the thing with me. If you're illegal and you have the right to remain silent, guess what? It's going to be a quiet trip home for you then, buddy. Because we're going to send you home.
It doesn't matter.
I don't give a shit whether you say one word or 1,000. We're going to send you home.
Yes, and a lawyer isn't going to change that.
And guys, this, again... It's not about racism. This is about patriotism. This is about populism. This is about the fact that we, the American people, that means we, the American citizens, are tired of you being
here, man.
We're tired of you being here. And
we're tired of you taking up our money, raising up
our wages low. We have the DHS tip line. You know, we have that too. We've posted that too. You can find it.
You can go on our Is This Thing Working page on Facebook. And you can DM us any information if you don't want to contact anybody. The tip line is on there. And we would be more than happy to blow the whistle for you. But another thing that just drives me crazy is the way they treat these illegals, you know, with these attorneys and these First Amendment rights and Fourth Amendment rights and all these rights. But they did not do that with the people that actually are Americans. The January 6th people, they did not do that.
No.
They didn't give them their rights. They took their rights away, and they give them to illegals. And that, to me...
And they locked our own citizens in jail when they wouldn't lock up people that were illegal.
That's absolutely
the criminals.
Right. And, you know, that's the way the media works right now, and they're obsessed with President Trump's pardons of January 6th. I mean, totally obsessed. I mean, over ABC, CBS, and NBC spent over 46 minutes covering Trump January 6th pardons and only 3 minutes on Biden pardoning his family. This is the criminal cartel of the Bidens that went on for 10 years. All the way, these pardons go all the way back to 2014, and no one talks about it. But yesterday on Mornings with Maria, I know Representative Comer gets on our last nerves because he has done nothing to hold the Bidens accountable the whole time.
Right.
He was in charge of this committee. But he's not letting go, and I will give him credit for that. He is not letting go. So let's listen to what he had to say about Biden.
Before leaving the White House, the pardon applies to James Biden, his brother, Sarah Jones Biden, Valerie Biden Owens, John Owens, Francis Biden. The White House announced that his family could be subject to, quote, politically motivated investigations after he leaves office. Your reaction?
This is an admission of guilt by Joe Biden. Everybody in America knows it. We said early on in the investigation, I went on your show many times, Maria, and you were one of the heroes that allowed me to have a platform to give the American people the truth, that 10 different Biden family members were involved in receiving incremental payments that had been laundered through a series of shell companies. He's pardoned six of them. He's pardoned six of those family members right here, including the five he pardoned at the last minute, and then his son, Hunter Biden. Again, this is an admission of guilt. Why would Joe Biden do this in the very last act when he knew the media would be focused on Trump's swearing in and all of that? He didn't have the courage or the guts to have a press conference to announce it. And he said he was worried about investigations. The only investigation in the world that ever mentioned those spouses was our House Oversight Committee investigation that listed the 10 different family members that received incremental payments.
There you go.
I mean,
okay,
Biden and we have listened for years about this happening, and the fact that he throws this out here on Inauguration Day of President Trump, and then President Trump pardons all the January 6th prisoners, and that's what we go with, the right. media, and nothing on Biden.
Right.
Nothing on the fact that y'all covered for him in his crimes. The media is criminal in this. And I really wish someone would step up and do something about our media.
Let me tell you what, the Biden cabinet members, the Biden White House administration staff, Congress,
yes.
Every one of you, yes. in my opinion,
every one
of you are complicit in this.
Yes, because you also put aside money for all of the lawfare against President Trump, for everything that this administration did, you allowed.
Yeah.
You allowed for it. And I don't know if it's forgivable. Well, I can't forgive it.
And the thing is, I guess Comer's proud that he's going to be able to go in there and investigate some of these people and open them up to some political investigations where they'll have to come in and testify.
What is that going to do?
What is
now?
That going to do?
Nothing. It's just going to take more taxpayer monies away. They're not going to do anything.
Not going to do jack
because,
shit.
Because, you know, Biden pardoned them all.
Do preemptive pardons count?
Well, they were actually criminal.
Okay.
But I don't know that they've been charged with anything.
See? They
his
haven't.
Family,
no.
Now, Hunter had.
Yeah.
I knew Hunter had, but yeah. I didn't.
But as far as his other family, have they been charged? And if they haven't been charged, even the preemptive pardon has to state a specific charge, doesn't it? I'm thinking that it does.
I would think so, too. And we're wondering if it's going to hold up in court. But honestly, I haven't seen anybody take it to court. Have you?
Right. Not yet.
So, folks, what do you think?
Is this thing working?
Rise up.